Now, tariffs and their impact continue to dominate headlines as the new US administration drives sharp policy changes. Here, the Department of Finance will publish economic forecasts today, which look at various scenarios arising from those tariffs. Specifically, they set out two scenarios, one where a trade deal is agreed between the US and the European Union, and a second where there is a 10% tariff between the US and the rest of the world, and 60% on China. To tell us more, we're joined by David Murphy, economics and public affairs correspondent. David, these critical assessments coming amid so much uncertainty. So what do we know so far about what these forecasts say?
Well, what we do know is that the government commissioned the ESRI to do a piece of work earlier this year, and that sketched out what could happen in various scenarios. And this latest piece of work is based on that. But if we look at what they've published already, in the event of a 10% tariff remaining in place, and at the moment we do have a 10% tariff on goods going from Ireland to the United States, and if there is an equal tariff imposed by the European Union, we do know that that would result in a fall in gross domestic product, in other words, a measure of the economy which includes the contribution from multinationals, that would fall by 3.2%, and the domestic economy would fall by 1.7% over about a five-year period. And we also know that the government anticipates thousands of jobs which could have been created wouldn't be created, and there would be also a significant hit to corporation tax. So I think that the government will outline something like this later on this afternoon, looking at the impact of 10% tariffs, and then it will also look at what is the forecast for the economy if indeed there is a trade deal between the EU and the US. Now, so far, we're in a 90-day period where there are supposed to be negotiations going on between the US and the EU, which hopefully would result in a situation where there won't be significant tariffs imposed on Ireland. But so far, there haven't been any strong indications of progress. And we know that over the weekend, Donald Trump announced more tariffs, this time in relation to the film industry. So he is very wedded to the idea of tariffs, despite the US stock market taking a battering, chaos on the bond markets, and also the dollar falling.
And as you say, so much speculation still, but these aren't the first economic forecasts we've had since the threat of US tariffs began to loom. What have others been saying in the past?
So I think one of the main things they've been highlighting is the risks to a few specific industries, specifically pharmaceuticals, where Donald Trump has said that he wants separate tariffs to target them. Ireland, as we know, has very significant pharmaceutical exports to the United States. The US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick has also spoken about separate tariffs on semiconductors, in other words, computer chips. That's a significant part of the Irish economy too, so we've got exposure there. And then, of course, there's what would the impact of all of this be on Ireland's public finances, where we've been relying more and more on multinationals paying a significant part of our taxation. What would be the impact on the public finances then? So there's a lot of, I guess, unknowns in this, but the government has to come up with some firm figures for the European Union to outline what it thinks could happen to the economy.
And also, David Murphy, just there will be a medium-term fiscal and structural plan, of course, later in the year. David Murphy, our economics and public affairs editor, thanks very much.